Galatians chapter 4, beginning in verse 12 and going through verse 20. Brethren, I urge you to become like me, for I became like you. You have not injured me at all. You know that because of physical infirmity, I preached the gospel to you at the first. And my trial, which was in my flesh, you did not despise or reject, but you received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. What then was the blessing that you enjoyed? For I bear you witness that if possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and given them to me. Have I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? They zealously court you, but for no good. Yes, they want to exclude you, that you may be zealous for them. But it is good to be zealous in a good thing always, and not only when I am present with you. My little children, for whom I labor in birth again, until Christ is formed in you. I would like to be present with you now and to change my tone, for I have doubts about you. The Word of God. There are two different kinds of legalism, primarily, that the Scripture tells us about. One is to follow a law that man has made up, instead of a law that God has made up. So to add to or subtract from the commandments of God is a form of legalism. The other one is to think that we either gain or maintain our standing before God by how well we do in obedience. Both these kinds of legalism were being taught to the Galatian church by these Judaizers, the ones who, verse 17 says, were making much of the Galatians. So they would come and they would urge them to keep the ceremonial law, which was not required of them to keep. And then they would tell the make much of the Galatians for keeping it. And that is what legalism of either kind does, is it makes much of man. It makes much of man. And true Christianity makes much of Christ. And this is where the affection that Paul and the Galatians had previously shared, that's where it came from. You see it in their affection for him. He says, he says that when I came in weakness. Apparently part of the way that he ended up preaching in Galatia instead of some other place was he intended to go somewhere else, but because of the poorness of his eyesight, somehow in the way the logistics worked, he ended up having to go to Galatia. And they didn't say, oh, look at this almost blind guy who doesn't seem very impressive in person. You remember the Corinthians had said that about Paul. His letters seem kind of impressive, but he doesn't seem impressive. They didn't say, well, here's this handicapped nobody who doesn't look or sound as impressive as these other traveling preachers, probably like the super apostles, the scripture sarcastically refers to them, or perhaps they even refer to themselves in reference to the Corinthians. He said, no, when you received me and I was preaching the word of God to you, you received me as an angel of God. And the word angel means messenger. He said, you're like the Thessalonians. You remember when he writes to Thessalonians, he says, we're so glad about what God did with you, because when we came and preached to you, you didn't receive it as the words of men, but as it really is, the word of God. And so that's the reception that he had got from the Galatian people when he first preached the gospel to them. He said, you received me as an angel of God. You even received me as whom? End of verse 4. Even as Christ Jesus. So he said, I came I preached Christ to you, and God so worked in your heart that for Christ's sake, you loved me. You loved me with an affection that was given to you in your hearts for Jesus himself. And we too have had that experience with people who brought the word of God to us, and God brought us to faith in Christ and grew us in Christ by means of that word. We didn't just love them with the common affection that we have for one another. We recognize them as a gift of the Lord Jesus, and we have loved them, and we have been willing to do much in order to serve them. And he says of them, you were even willing, if it would have healed my eyesight, you would have plucked out your own eyes to give them to me. And so when he's turning around now and he's speaking to them in this great, intense affection, he says, I'm not so upset because I feel like you have harmed me. In fact, he says in verse 12, you have not injured me at all. He says, I wish I could be there so you could hear the sound of my voice. And you can, even if you can't hear the sound of his voice, you can see it in the words that he uses. He says, brethren, in verse 12. He says, my little children, in verse 19. I labor in birth again. He says, yes, I've got pain. But it's not like the pain of someone who's under attack. It's like the pain of a mom who's in labor. And she's in labor, and it's some of the worst pain she's ever experienced in her life. But her concern isn't for herself. What is she thinking? What is she asking the midwife or the doctor? In a lot of cases, there aren't midwives anymore. What is the baby okay? How's the baby doing? Here, she's under all this pain, but the great concern and all her anguish is that the baby would be okay. And Paul's saying, that's how I feel towards you, Galatians. I'm not so upset because you've gone after other people instead of me. You know, it's not personal jealousy. Just like you loved me for the sake of Christ, who you heard when I preached his gospel and the Holy Spirit gave you hearts to hear, I love you for the sake of Christ. I'm not looking for a following. I'm looking to see Jesus Christ formed in you. You can see the way that he prefaces this section in verse 12. Brethren, I urge you to become like me, for I am like you. He says, I've been on the receiving end of this love that makes much of Jesus. You loved me well because you were making much of Christ whom I was preaching, and Christ who was working in you through me, Christ whom you were coming to know through the ministry that he gave me. Now I love you for the sake of Jesus. And I write to you with such intensity, and I agonize over you so intensely, not so much because, you know, I'm losing followers to these other people. They're making much of you because they want you to make much of them. He says the gain followers or lose followers idea, that's what they are doing. But what they really are ending up doing is when they make much of you because they want you to make much of them, of whom are neither of them making so much of? Christ. So they're making much of you and what you can do to maintain your standing by doing what they say. And they want you to make much of them by saying, oh, you guys are so much better than the Apostle Paul over here who never told us to do all these things that you're telling us to do. But by making much of one another apart from Christ, they're not making much of one another for the sake of Christ. And they're not making much of one another. Sorry, and they're not making much of Christ himself. And so the result would be that they would be excluded altogether. And we must beware of people who make much of us, but who in their making much of us would want us to be, would lead us in something that would end up excluding us from Christ altogether. And so the apostle is setting before them the two choices. Either a religion in which you're following the ideas of man to make much of what man can do, or a religion in which you're following only what Christ says, because you're making much of only Christ and what he can do. And that doesn't mean you don't have affection for one another. It means that the intensity of that affection, whether it's I would pluck out my eyes for him and give them to him, or it's I feel like I'm in labor for them. But that intensity of affection from both sides came not from making much of themselves, but first and foremost from making much of Christ. And that's what's at stake when you're talking legalism versus true Christianity, when you're talking Christ-made religion over man-made religion. Those who for whom Christ himself in his means is not enough will ultimately end up making much of man instead of much of Christ, even if they have some of the same outward forms. The Galatians hadn't tossed out the things that Paul had brought as an apostle of Christ and the institutions of Christ. They're just having added to them these other things. And that's why Paul says, I wish I could be there with you. Your willingness to add things that are not what Christ gives himself to us in, that makes me concerned that you might be falling for this making much of man religion instead of this making much of Christ, which is the true religion of our Lord Jesus himself.